And four rules you need to plan. Execute the plan, expect the plan to walk around. Throw away the plan.
All life as you know is stopping instantaneously in every molecule of your body.
What do you mean bad?
Make the plan, execute the plan, expect the plan to go off the rails, throw away the
plan. You are listening to The Quotidian Chronicles, and I am your host, the voice in your ears. This podcast is being recorded under non-studio circumstances. I'm out on a walk right now. I got my youngest kid in his stroller in front of me. He's positioned so he's watching me talk into this microphone with a big fuzzy thing on the end of it. Perhaps you've seen these big fuzzy things if you've watched, I don't know, what would you see? What I associate it with actually is the BBC. I remember watching these interviews of prime ministers outside 10 Downing Street, and there'd be these reporters kind of like taking microphones and pointing those microphones at the prime minister, and on these microphones would be one of these gigantic gray fuzzy things. And those things have a name, a specific name in the audio, I don't really know what I call it, industry. I'm not really in the audio industry, so I don't think I can say that. Within the audio community, that sounds better, they're called dead cats. That's what they're called. I think they're called that because they look like they could be made of a dead cat. That's what they're called. So anyways, I have one of those on the end of my microphone right now. It's not really made of a dead cat. That would be obscene. It's made of just synthetic materials, but it's called the dead cat. And my youngest kid, he's looking at it, and he's just like, what in the world is that thing? And I think he would really like to grab it and play with it and probably put it in his mouth, because he's at an age where one of the primary means of exploring an object that you do not have any kind of history or context for is by putting it in your mouth. That's the way that he rolls. That is probably what he would do. So that's what's going on right now. I'm walking around. I'm outside talking into the microphone. Kids looking at me. There's a dead cat on the end of the microphone. Not a real dead cat. A synthetic fake dead cat. That's what we got here. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope that you, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're having a great time. Because that would be ideal, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. Okay. It's been a while since I have done a Quotidian Chronicles. This is episode number 018. And on today's episode, other than telling you about how I'm recording the episode, what am I going to talk about? I am going to be talking about home renovations. That is what I'm going to be talking about, because right now, I am in the middle of one of those things. There is a rather significant portion of my home that is under renovation. Not the entire house, but a good portion of it is. And this has been going on for a long time. And I have learned a couple of things during this home renovation. And I'm going to be sharing those things right here, right now, on this podcast. I'm also going to be typing them up and putting them in an email newsletter that I send out through my website, surplusjouissance.com. If you're listening to this and you've never been to that website, please, if you have a moment, grab your laptop or your smartphone or your tablet or if you're one of those, I guess, really cutting-edge people, space-aged goggles that see into the internet, grab those and go to surplusjouissance.com. You'll see there all of the different things that I do, all of the different things that I make. All right, so anyways, renovations, that's where I'm talking about. This podcast is so off the rails. Home renovations. So we knew that these home renovations were going to need to take place. They were things that we had been planning to do, saving to do, wanting to do, so on and so forth. We saved the money. That took a while. Okay, great. Once we had the money saved, we made sure that there wasn't other more pressing things that needed to be done. There wasn't. So we started the process of looking for a general contractor. We interviewed a few, I think three, maybe four, definitely three, possibly four. I can't remember. And there was one general contractor who we liked a lot. What we liked about this general contractor is that he did not say, show me your budget or what is your budget. He basically said, tell me what you want to do. I will tell you how much it costs. I don't want to know your budget because I don't want you thinking, you know, if you tell me it's X amount of dollars and I come in at a little bit lower than that, I don't want you thinking that I did that because that was your number. Likewise, if your budget is totally just like not adequate, I would rather not be the, you'll see that when I give you the estimate. And he's like, and I assume you're talking to other contractors and stuff like that. So you'll have them as data points. So we thought, oh, this guy sounds pretty cool. He seems pretty honest. We told him what we wanted to do. He said, okay. He wrote stuff down. He left. A couple days later, we heard back from him. He's like, okay, here's how much I think this would cost. This is not an exact figure. This is an estimate. You know, keep in mind that an estimate might be, you know, lower than what is needed. That is usually the case. Because things get discovered when you're doing extensive renovations. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes they come in higher, in which case you'll have a credit at the end of this. And, you know, we compared him to what the other contractors were quoting us, and he was kind of in the middle. We thought, okay, this seems like the way to go. So we hired this guy. And then what happens when you hire a general contractor, the general contractor then basically put us in, he introduced us to a couple of different people. One person was a project manager, the guy who we were supposed to call whenever we had questions, comments, criticisms, or concerns. And then that guy was the dude who communicated and facilitated all of the work that the various subcontractors were going to be doing. So the general contractor, he's kind of like a middleman, is how I would describe him. He knows all these people who are going to be doing the work. He knows the plumbers, the electricians, the carpenters, so on and so forth. He gets you in touch with those people. The project manager is supposed to facilitate when they're going to be at your house and what they're going to do, so on and so forth. So in the beginning of this, my attitude was, my kid is really wanting to get in on this podcast. Are you saying hi or bye? And now you're just looking at me like confused. That's cool. Okay. I'll let the listeners figure out what you're saying. So anyways, at the beginning of this project, I thought to myself, here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to tell these people who are trained professionals how to do their job. I kind of am going to trust that they know what they're doing. I'm going to stay out of the way. And that's what I did. And now I wish that I hadn't done that, because what happened is as they were working, I would see something and I'd think, that doesn't look quite right to me. Or, it seems a little off, you know, but then I would think to myself, no. What do I know? I've never done this kind of work. I'm like an academic. I'm a psychoanalyst. I'm a podcaster. What do I know about home renovations? Nothing. But I would look at things and I'd think, I don't think that's what we talked about. I thought that maybe that stuff was going to be in a different area. Huh? Oh, well, I'm sure they know what they're doing. No. what I've realized is a lot of times subcontractors, you know, your house, the place where you reside, that matters to you in a way that it doesn't matter to the subcontractors, not because they're bad people, but because they're just people who are showing up to do a job. And that's what they're doing. And sometimes they do things and what they do is actually not what you want done, nor what you have agreed to have done. And if you do not point it out right away, when you see it, what happens is they keep working. And then what will happen probably at some point is you'll be talking to the project manager or you'll be talking to the general contractor and or another subcontractor will come in and they will go, huh, wait a minute, this isn't what's in the plans. Or you'll be talking, like I said, to the project manager, general contractor, and you'll say like, hey, the other day, I noticed something, but I didn't say anything about it because I thought for sure these dudes knew what they were doing. And it turns out they always say, oh, you should have said something. You should have said something. They tell us that. It's like, oh, okay. Sorry. But then what happens is if you don't say something, they keep on working, and then they have to go and undo all the work that they've done in order to get back to the original thing that you noticed that you thought looked weird or off or not exactly what you expected it to be. And then they have to undo that, and then they have to do it the right way, and then they have to redo all the things that they undid. This adds time, this adds labor, and this adds resentment, which is a bad thing. Don't do that. So that's a lesson that I've learned doing these home renovations. If it looks to you like something is wrong or off or weird or doesn't sit right with you, say something and say it fast. Don't do the, oh, I'm sure I know what they're doing. They know what they're doing thing. You know, and there's here side note here. I also think that when you point these things out, there's a way. There's many ways you could point these things out. Some of them are nice, right? Polite, pleasant. And other ways are rude and surly and probably just not a good way to do it. I recommend the former, and I recommend avoiding the latter. So now what I do when I noticed that something was off. The other day I noticed that the placement of a vent was not where I had expected it to be. And so I called the project manager, and I took pictures of it, and I sent them to the project manager in a text message, and I said, hey, I noticed that this vent doesn't seem to be where I expected it to be. I was hoping that when you get a chance, you can come over here and you could take a look at that. And the guy, sure enough, came over. He took a look, and he said, nope, that's in the wrong spot. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm glad I told you. He said, yeah, me too. See, simple, right? Quick, easy. And it was good that I did that, because if I didn't do that, they would have kept on working, and then eventually they would have had to undo all the stuff to get back to the thing to move the vent, and it would have added time and labor and resentment, none of which are good things. So anyways, be nice. Be nice when you point these things out. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a know-it-all. Don't be snide. Be nice. Be pleasant. You know, if you're going to point out something that's an error, do it in a way where the person isn't going to hate you afterwards. You know what I mean? Do it in a way where they would say, like, oh, yeah, that dude was right to point that out. If it was my house, I would have pointed it out, so I understand where he's coming from. That's the way to do it. That's what I think. Okay. So moving on from that. The next thing that I'm going to say, sort of another lesson, project managers. Project managers are people who don't know everything that's going on in your life. How could they? They can't, right? There's no way. Your life is busy. You're a smart, interesting person doing things that smart, interesting people do. Your calendars are probably dynamic and changing all the time. So how on earth would the project manager know everything? So what I would recommend to anybody who's in this position, frequent contact with your project manager. Touch base with them as much as you can. Just earlier today, I sent a text message to the project manager saying, hey, What's going to be happening this week? He sent me a list of stuff. He mentioned that something was going to be happening on Tuesday. It turns out Tuesday is not a good day for that to happen, because it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. There's too many other things happening on that day, and there's going to be too much traffic if that's happening on that day. So I said to the guy, I'm like, hey, that thing on Tuesday, can't do it on Tuesday. We can do it literally any other day of the week, any other day, just not Tuesday. And he was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna move that to Wednesday. It's like, great, really appreciate it. He came back, he's like, are you sure? Because if we do it on Wednesday, you know, that means that nothing's gonna be happening on Tuesday, and if nothing's happening on Tuesday, this is gonna take a little bit longer. And I'm like, that's okay, that is okay, I just can't have that happening this Tuesday. If that ends up adding a day, you know, to the project, so be it. I can live with that, sir. Not a problem. But you just gotta say these things. Gotta tell them this stuff. Gotta manage the project managers. Don't expect them to know things, because they won't. They won't know things. They're just trying to get it all done on time and under budget, and that's going to be their driving force, not getting this done in a way that facilitates aspects of your life that they aren't aware of. That is not going to be what's on their mind. So anyways, yeah, these are things that I've learned. This project has been, it's been hard. It really has been hard. You know, I don't want to complain about it too much because I am one of those people who is fortunate enough to own a home and to be able to afford to do renovations to that home. So what do I have to complain about? Honestly, in the grand scheme of things, not much, but I'm complaining anyways because doing these renovations, although my life is good, these renovations do stress me out. And that's what I'm living through right now. So that's what's up with me. You know a little bit more about my life now and about home renovations, maybe. And dead cats on microphones. Your life is much richer, I hope, as a result of having listened to this particular podcast. On that, I'm going to sign off. And I'm going to say, till next time, please, 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 make some glorious mistakes. Don't let the man keep you down. Damn that demand. Save that desire, etc., etc., so on and so forth. You take care.